With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Busy few days for police as they investigate a guns case in Cayman Brac and the theft of several music extravaganza raffle ticket books. Back on November 15th, Cayman Brac police officers were sent to an incident at a local food truck where a man picked a fight with staff, making threats with what appeared to be a gun. During the investigation, police arrested a 40-year-old who was subsequently charged with possession of an imitation firearm, threats to kill, causing fear or provocation of violence, and a harassment, alarm, and distress. He appeared in court on Thursday. Separately, police got a report made on behalf of Rotary Central Cayman Islands that five ticket books containing a total of 50 raffle tickets for the Rotary Central Music Extravaganza tomorrow had been stolen and were being sold to members of the public. Wednesday night, officers arrested a 59-year-old man. Rotary Central has also advised they will not be validating the tickets in question. So if you bought a ticket with numbers 01451, through 01500, you need to call 949-4222 or visit the Georgetown Police Station. You can also email mbodden.racd7020@gmail.com for more information. It may have been all about the letters in the early half of the week with this year's junior and senior spelling bees, but the latter half of the week is all about the numbers. And with those pencils slamming down, the held breaths blew out in relief as students competed in the individual division of the Minds Inspired Math Challenge at the Sir Vassal Johnson Hall at the UCCI campus on Thursday.
It's been very hard. I didn't think it was going to be this hard, actually.
What kind of questions are you getting?
It was a few that I actually didn't learn because I think they were more year 9 because it's generalized through 7 to 9. But most of them, I think, I did do quite well.
The starter questions are really hard. Some of the questions I could do, but a lot of them are really, really hard.
Any fun?
It was kind of fun, actually, though.
Is this your first time coming?
No.
So how does this compare to the previous ones?
The last one was actually, I think the questions were a lot easier because you were doing it in a team.
Kiddos in years 7, 8, and 9 from 8 schools, including homeschoolers, did get to battle it out team style after the first round, though, with school and mixed team time trials to find out who was the strongest mathlete of all. Senior Manager of Education Programs at DART, Glenda McTaggart.
This is our 13th event. So yes, we've had a long record of having this math competition. It's a lot of fun for the kids. If you love math, this is definitely the place to be because it gives the students who are mathematically inclined a real opportunity to shine.
First place winners were CIS's Harris Boca for year 7, Cayman Prep's Harris Ahmad for year 8, who was also the overall winner, and Triple C's Luca Yates took the top spot in year 9. In the school team event, it was St. Ignatius in first, followed by CF School. Action continues today with a senior division, that's years 10 through 13, who'll get tougher questions and rapid-fire rounds. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The fire service in Hong Kong says the fire alarms were not working properly in the tower blocks where the territory's worst blaze in decades has happened. Around 130 people are confirmed to have died in the fire. The Hong Kong authorities say it appears to have started in the protective netting surrounding the buildings, which were being renovated. President Trump had said he'll permanently pause immigration from what he called third world countries in a strongly worded attack on US immigration policy. The comments come after one of two young National Guard soldiers allegedly shot by an Afghan gunman on Wednesday died from her wounds. Hundreds of people are now known to have died in flooding which struck South and Southeastern Asia this week. The Indonesian island of Sumatra was the worst affected place. Ukraine's anti-corruption authorities say they're searching the offices of Andriy Yermak, President Zelensky's chief of staff. It's the latest in a series of arrests in recent months. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is in Moscow to discuss energy issues with Vladimir Putin. The country depends on Russia for oil and gas, and Mr. Orban says he's been given an exemption from US sanctions on Russia, which allows him to continue with imports. State media in Syria say that 13 people, including women and children, have been killed in an Israeli raid on a village in the south of the country. The Israeli military says the operation was aimed at arresting members of a Syrian armed group. That's the latest world news from the BBC.